Looking ahead to Friday, what will you be thankful for then on Friday? That the turkey turned out well? That the new stuffing recipe you decided to try lived up to the reviews you'd read about it? That your home's furnace worked? That the plumbing worked? The dishwasher worked? Or that making reservations for Thanksgiving dinner was a good idea. It was delicious and it saved you a lot of work. But be thankful that your house guests made it safely to your home. That they left. I'm sure you'll be thankful for a lot of things the day after the big event. But what about the day before? Will you be thankful then? For what? That question about being thankful before the big event occurred to me when I was reading today's familiar story from Luke's Gospel. It's that story of Jesus healing the paralyzed man who Jesus was able to see only because his friends lowered him through a hole in the roof. When I was a kid, I loved that story. I was captivated by it. That may have been the inspiration for my brother and I to figure out how we could climb out our bedroom window and walk around the roof of the house, which we did on many occasions. I love that story. I love the idea of the man still on his bed or futon or mattress or cot or whatever it was, being carried through town by his buddies to where Jesus was. The crowd listening to Jesus was so thick that the men couldn't get into the house where Jesus was teaching. And the friends came up with the ingenious idea of going up on top of the house and lowering their buddy through the roof. I mean, that sounds crazy to us today. How did they do it? Well, here's what you need to know about houses in ancient Palestine. First, roofs were flat, actually creating additional living space under the sun or stars. People used the roof for meditation or worship, to dry fruit, as a meeting place offering some privacy. And during the hottest months, they would use it sometimes as sleeping quarters. A stairway on the outside of the house would lead up to the roof. Roofs were made of wooden beams placed across stone or mud brick walls. And then those beams were covered with reeds and matted layers of thorn. And then several inches of clay. And that clay would bake in the sun and become strong enough to walk on, but with a little work, it could be dug through. And with a little more work, it could be repaired later fairly easily. So that's how it was that the friends were able to take their paralyzed buddy up on the roof and then lower him into the house through a hole in the roof. And Jesus was impressed by their faith, the fact that they went to so much trouble to get the man to him. Jesus pronounced the man's sins forgiven, then commanded the paralyzed man to get up off his bed, walk home. The man swung his feet to the floor, stood on his own two legs, and walked out of the house, praising God for this indescribable blessing. Mobility restored. Sure, he had good reason to thank God. For the first time in who knows how long, the man could stand and walk like anybody else. He could return to his trade. He could go to the synagogue on his own. He could stroll with his sweetheart. He could play with his kids and grandkids. He had good reason to be thankful that day. But what about the day before that unforgettable day of great thanksgiving? Before he was overwhelmed by the blessing of being healed, what could the man have been thankful for then, the day before? Thankful for friends who carried him to Jesus and who were determined enough to dig through the roof? Thankful for neighbors who helped him care for his home and his animals and his crops? Thankful for the beauty of a clear blue sky? What might the man have been thankful for before the life-changing event that propelled him into an especially thankful mood? A congregational minister in Vancouver, Washington, gave a lot of thought to that idea of what she could have been thankful for. On May 25th, 2016, the church she served was set afire by an arsonist. And she remembers that day being filled with the chaos of fire trucks and police and trying to understand what happened and why. Everyone was immeasurably thankful that no one had been hurt, and that many months later, life did return to normal for that church. But the days and weeks and months after the arson were consumed by the challenge of arranging temporary quarters for the church. Days were filled with frustration of working through the insurance claim, bogged down by the time-consuming process of working with contractors. Oh yes, looking back at it all, the minister was thankful for all that they had, considering everything she and the congregation had been through, but she wondered, what was I thankful for on May 24th, the day before the event that impacted me so strongly? She wondered if she had told her kids that she loved and admired them. She wondered if she'd noticed and appreciated the beauty of that spring day. She wondered if she had been thankful that she was able to put a roof over her head, clothing on her back, food on the table. How naturally thankful had she been, she wondered. How much did she fill her life with a spirit of gratitude before the act of that arsonist brought her blessedness keenly into focus? Surely you've seen bumper sticker or lapel button or a t-shirt or a wall poster with that well-worn expression, "Today is the first day of what? The rest of your life," right? That truism is intended to inspire you to see all the possibilities, all the opportunities, all the hopes that surround you now and await you in your future. What if we were to focus now on what we have to be thankful for? Not waiting until we finish that big project that looms over us. Not waiting until we get things in order. Not waiting until we get that diploma or that promotion. Not waiting until we're seated around the Thanksgiving table. Why don't we focus now on what we have to be thankful for now, today, in this moment? Here's what I'd like you to do. Find the index card that was included in this morning's bulletin. If you don't have one, or if you've already used it for something else, no problem. Take any piece of paper from the pew rack in front of you. And once you have that card in your hand, then you want to find a pen. There should be one in the pew rack in front of you or in the fellowship register. Be ready to share that pen with a friend if you need to. And I'm going to ask you in a minute to write down something that you're thankful for right now. But before you write anything, here's an important instruction. Ushers are going to collect these cards, and I'm going to include some of them in our prayers later this morning. So if you don't want what you write to be shared aloud, then all you need to do is, after you've written, draw an X across the card. When I see that X, I'll know that that's for me and not for everyone. Glenn is going to provide us with a brief musical interlude, and during that time, think about what you have to be thankful for today, right now. What's going on in your life today? What you have or what you don't have anymore? The people occupying your thoughts, the individuals or groups having a positive influence on your life or in the world, what you're able to do or what you don't have to do anymore. On the card, write who or what you're thankful for today, right now. It can be very simple. It can be profound. It can be special. It can be ordinary. Anything at all. But be very brief. 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 words. And then when you're done, turn it upside down and pass it toward one of the aisles. And our ushers are going to come up and down and they're going to collect those cards. So let me ask you now to write, what are you thankful for today, right now, even before the actual Thanksgiving Day? So from today's gospel lesson, we learned that a man whose paralysis was healed expressed his joy and thankfulness to God. We can hope that he was thankful before his everyday life was changed by that encounter with Jesus the healer. Why should we wait to thank God for blessings that we enjoy right now? Let's be mindful of the blessings that surround us and uplift us and fill us even before we celebrate a day of Thanksgiving.